They outlined yesterday and reaffirmed the commitment of the department to see the full delivery of the A5. That's the full delivery from Derry to Dublin, that road that connects to Ballygolly. So it was very reassuring to hear that. But obviously, being very concerned about the A5 and how my constituents feel about it, there's a number of questions that needed to be answered. One was around the time frame for this, and given that we've faced so many objections, particularly from that very small group of objectors that live along the A5, that I was concerned about the time frame. So they reassured us that they're hoping to have the machinery on site and ready to go by autumn 2019, which is very reassuring to hear that the department is steaming ahead to see this delivered, and also that they're preparing regardless of what is happening with this objection. They feel that everything will work out quite well.
Now, you have touched on the ongoing and numerous delays that this project has faced in the past. I'm sure you're cautioning the department over any more future delays.
Well, obviously, the legal challenges are beyond the control of the department, and I have to say that I am praising the department today because they have dotted every I and crossed every T, as far as I'm concerned, in trying to ensure that this project will go through in its entirety, and they're prepared for every eventuality and any challenge that may come. That obviously doesn't stop that small group of individuals from trying to derail this vital roads project, and it's something that has added huge frustration in the public domain, that a small group of people would do this and cost the taxpayer an unbelievable amount of money in paying for these continued delays. The road will happen. The delay tactics by a small group is not going to succeed, and it's high time that they started to realise that they're not going to halt the progress that we so badly need and be starved from here in the northwest and the west of the band. But the department has said very clearly that yes, the legal challenge is ongoing at the minute, but they are ready for autumn to begin the works, as they hope they will be able to proceed after this court case, and I'm pretty certain that they will. Common sense will prevail, this project will go ahead. This is not just about providing an economic corridor from Derry to Dublin that runs through the heart of my constituency in West Drone, in Strabane and Omagh. This is also about saving the countless lives of people that travel on that road day and daily, people going to work, people travelling to and from school, people that just goes about their daily lives. It's so vitally important. And if you remember, since 2006, we have lost almost 40 people on that road. And I've argued more times than enough that this road is the most dangerous road on these islands, and we desperately need this upgrade. So how can anybody argue with that? We need this road delivered, and I am absolutely dedicated to that.